This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Ev Eberline. And hooey, here it is, first week of December, and there is a hefty snowpack in the high country of the southwestern U.S. at this point. Flagstaff, Arizona got over 40 inches on the ground. Tucson, the little village outside the Grand Canyon, was isolated from the world without power for 36 hours. And, oh, people were stranded at the bottom of the Grand Canyon for an extra 2 days beyond their scheduled trips because the trail was impassable. Snow. Thank goodness. Our drought conditions around the western United States have been terrible in recent years, off and on, and oh, let's hope it keeps up. So, snow in the high country. It's time to get out the cross-country skis and the snowshoes. Now, my attitude on that is kind of simple. Cross-country skis are all about day hiking on the snow. A light little pack with some cheese and crackers and maybe some hot cocoa with a little Irish cream. Skiing in the full moonlight on a snow-covered high plateau. Oh, what a lovely way to spend an evening. Snowshoes, on the other hand, are about trekking in the winter, getting on those slopes that are too steep for cross-country skis, and carrying that fully loaded pack that is basically a requirement to have all the gear you need to deal with temperatures hovering around 0 Fahrenheit. Yes, it's time to get out and enjoy the snow-covered mountains and plateaus. The Coconino and Kaibab plateaus of Arizona are marvelous for cross-country skiing. You can go and go and go and go. I do recommend the synthetic fish scale type of bottoms on your skis for beginners. I've got some great old Norwegian Birkebeiners that require waxing. And the problem in Arizona is once the sun has hit the south-facing slopes, you have to be very attentive to your waxing and change it on an all-too-often basis. So the snow is there, but it may not all be there for long. There are storms lining up, and they're a bit warmer than the storm that hit the week of Thanksgiving. And when those warmer storms hit, there's often rain on the snow. And that's a cause for extra care, no matter where you are, even down in the desert, because rain on the snow means flooding. The snow acts like a sponge and soaks up that rain. And the rain, of course, is warmer than 32 degrees, and eventually the entire mass can hit 33, and it's like flushing the entire high country when that happens. So, stay out of those flooded washes and arroyos. Be safe. Enjoy the snow. Looking forward to seeing you with a big smile on your face from Snowplay. This has been Southwestern Trails with Ev Eberline.